There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We are recording. Hello.
I mean, I haven't seen you all day.
I know. I've been...
grafting.
I've been working, I've been working on computer.
Tell everybody the exciting news about tomorrow.
So tomorrow, you're going to come with me, right?
I'm coming. Of course I'm coming with you. It's the most exciting day of our lives this year.
All my hairdryers arrive in their warehouse tomorrow.
So exciting.
They've been delayed by a month and a half because of dock strikes here in the UK. All my hairdryers...
I mean, it's been a nightmare. This has been... If your business can start with COVID and 1,000 strikes and all
Brexit.
The hell going mad in China with COVID and Brexit, this is going to be... your finest moment tomorrow. When they get there, I'm gonna kiss the floor and praise be.
It's been an enormous journey, really, to get this thing
You've
off
worked
the ground.
So hard.
Oh, it's unbelievable. So, ladies and gents, if you're in the market for a new hairdryer,
I've just got to blow your trumpet.
You blow my trumpet,
Because I've got to say, this hairdryer. Is not your average hairdryer. It's extraordinary. It is. It looks like a travel hairdryer, but it is more powerful than a Dyson. It is incredibly light and small. So, you know, that difficult bit at the top of your hair when you're trying to dry your hair and your arm's aching. It's amazing for that. It's got a 3-meter cable, so you can always kind of get around to every bit of your hair and be miles away from a plug, which is really useful. And it makes no noise.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so quiet. And you've got it in two colours, and there's more colours to come. It's so exciting.
The colours look good today, didn't they? I've had some samples come through today for some new colours for...
So exciting for Christmas.
No, they'll be late next year, but we've got to order them now because it takes 3 months for them to manufacture them and ship them and stuff
chaotic,
like that. But,
isn't it?
Yeah, but it's very exciting.
The colours are amazing.
You did a great sales pitch there.
Thanks.
Yeah, fantastic. We should have put that on TikTok or something.
Listen, this is my job. I am your partner. I am your partner in crime. I am your backup. I've got your back.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to know.
Well, and
you did
a very nice job for me the other day when you talked about my book.
Yeah.
So I'm immensely grateful.
Oh, great. You can go to the website mdlondon.co.uk if you want to buy this hairdryer. It is all the things she just said it was. It's brilliant. Lots of magnetic attachments and diffusers and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God, we've got to diffuse my hair.
Yes, well, we're going to make a little video where we diffuse your hair and make it all curly.
I think it's going to be curly.
Oh, it will be, yes. We'll definitely get a curl in there.
Oh, please.
I can see how you...
Am I going to look like Shirley Temple?
You'll look more attractive than Shirley Temple. Don't worry about that.
Fantastic.
Sharon Temple.
Sharon Temple.
From Chorley.
Shirley's mother.
So, yeah, I'm very excited about that. It's been exhausting, though.
Well done.
Onwards and upwards and all that jazz.
What are you going to talk about?
God, I've got lots of things to talk about today. But first of all, I just want to mention these Peter's Yards crisp bread tins that we were sent.
Oh, my God. They're so nice to us, these guys.
Yeah. So Peter's Yard makes
It's embarrassing how nice they are.
I said crappers then.
Crappers.
Crackers. That's what they make.
They make crackers. I've gone northern. I don't know what's wrong with
them. Yeah, it's all right. I went to record a song once with Ben Castle and I couldn't not sing in a Cockney accent. And he said... Why are you singing like that? And I said, I just don't know. I think it was nerves or something, but I couldn't stop singing like that. And he was like, you're not even Cockney. I was like, I don't know why I can't. I just couldn't do it any other way. Anyway, crackers, Peter's Yards. They've sent us a couple of tins. And they've got Michael's crisp bread tin and Davina's crisp bread tin on packet. We'll send a photo of that. So tonight I've noticed a couple of fillet steaks in the fridge.
Yes.
Fancy a fillet steak? With some bit of salad.
Yes.
And then I'd quite like cheese and crackers.
Yes.
Should we do that?
Yes. Have we got cheese?
I think we've got a bit of cheese. Anyway,
okay,
Sainsbury's is open till 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So there's an Arctic Monkeys song where the one of the opening lines is waiting for someone outside the cracker factory.
Oh,
and,
really?
And we're trying to work out whether it is actually a cracker factory, or Joel seems to think that it's a metaphor for, like, a lunatic asylum.
Oh.
But the cracker factory is quite a good name for,
but
you know.
It might be a factory that makes Christmas crackers.
It could be a Christmas cracker factory, couldn't it? God damn it. They're from Sheffield, and I just wonder if anybody knows if there is a cracker factory in Sheffield.
Can you let us know?
That would be good. And whether it's McVitie's crackers or Peter's Yard crackers or Christmas crackers.
Yeah, we'd like to know.
Great word, cracker, though, isn't it?
Yes, it's so good.
Good, rolls right off the tongue.
Right off the tongue.
So thanks, Peter's Yard, for them. We're going to have a few of them later. You all right?
I'm just smiling at you because I haven't seen you all day. We've been in the same house all
day.
I know. And not seen each other.
I've been working like a dog.
I know what I want to talk about first.
Great. Hit me with it.
I saw this woman and I showed her to you on Instagram and she absolutely blew my tiny mind. And I know how much you love DIY.
Mm.
And she's from Ireland. She's called Eileen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just show you this.
Oh. Is she tarting stuff up?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Nice. I love these videos as well.
Oh,
that's good.
A
wardrobe.
It's a cupboard.
Into a larder.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. What's
it's
she called?
It's called Furniture Flip. So, basically, let me turn down the music. She's called @shabby.ie and she's got 96.9 thousand followers. She's called Eileen, Home DIY Furniture Flips, Before and After. So she just wants to empower female homeowners to just do it themselves. And she features on TV. She's an ambassador for lots of sort of DIY companies and paints and things like that. But honestly, do you remember this? I showed you this, how to pimp IKEA wardrobes.
Yes, I did. I love that, yeah.
So you can buy a very plain, simple wardrobe from somewhere like IKEA. And she will show you how to mega pimp it up. I don't know if you remember when we talked about the lights that go inside cupboards that light up.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know,
yeah,
she does. She uses all of that kind of stuff. Anyway, she also has a website for people who prefer that. It's called shabby.ie, your upcycling supplies specialist. Now, she's got lots of little things on here, but the really important thing I wanted to tell you about, she's got workshops and online courses. So if you are feeling, look, it's all right, everybody else can do DIY, but I'm absolutely pants, like me, there are online courses where you can really learn the absolute basics, going up to all the way to quite skillful.
There's courses, is there?
Yes.
Oh, great.
And workshops, so you can actually go in person and do it with Eileen. And also, there's video and blog tutorials. Now, the video and blog tutorials page is magnificent. There is thousands, I'm maybe exaggerating there, but hundreds of blogs and tutorials about absolutely everything, anything that you want to do to your home. So definitely go shabby.ie.
And this is about upcycling.
Upcycling.
I like the word upcycling.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a kind of extension of recycling.
Yes, but
you're
better.
Making it better.
Better.
You know.
Recycling, but you're upping it.
Yeah, okay.
Re is like, I'm just doing the same thing. Up is like, I'm making it better.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I love upcycling stuff. There's a place at my recycling centre in St Albans called the Reusable Centre.
Yeah.
I talked about this before, I think. But if you've got a table or something that doesn't really warrant throwing it away, you put it in the reusable centre.
Oh, you've talked about this before.
Yeah. And then you can buy it for like a fiver or something like that. And then I've bought lots of stuff from there and upcycled. Oh, wow, there is literally hundreds then.
And look, she's got an amazing bit here on easy wall panelling.
Oh, yes. Well, we did wall panelling in the studio.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It looks so
great,
effective. It just looks show chic. Looks show chic. And I love the way that she's called shabby.ie, not shabby chic.
And what's .ie?
Ireland.
Ireland. Ah, should have known that, shouldn't I?
Let's go to Ireland and go and do a course with Eileen.
We've been invited to Portugal today.
What?
By a friend of ours, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know.
When? What? How?
You just said whenever you want to come.
Who?
Johnny.
What?
Johnny and Coco.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, we shouldn't really be having this conversation on here, but that sounds amazing.
Yes, doesn't it?
I want to go.
That would be great.
Let's go.
So did you know that today, and it's Tuesday, by the way, folks, today, it's Tuesday the 11th of October, is International Day of the Girl. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't.
And the Girl Guides have launched a campaign.
Yeah. I was a Girl Guide.
Yeah, well, the reason I'm asking is someone got in touch with me and said, you know, did you know Davina was a Girl Guide? And, you know, just let her know what's going on with this campaign. So I thought I'd let you know. So you were in the Brownies.
Yes, I was in the Brownies and I went into Girl Guides and I cannot recommend it high enough.
I can imagine you were a good Brownie.
I mean, I was a sixer, which is...
top of the class,
top of
presumably.
The class, of the gnomes. Uh-huh. That was my gang. And I just loved all the little badges that you had to get.
Yes,
in fact, you can sew the badges on your...
And it was the level of pride about having the badges.
Oh, God, it was so good.
Because you are so compliant.
I'm so compliant.
I can imagine you having badges to show your compliance.
Yes. Look how compliant I am.
Exactly.
Here are my badges to prove it.
You're on a list somewhere because this is a girl I used to work with. And she's now doing some PR and working for the Girl Guides and all the rest of it. And she got in touch with me. But she said, you're on an alumni list.
I'm on a list.
Of celebrity Brownies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Were you a Cub Scout?
I wasn't. There was something
There
was something called Junos when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Which was like the Navy version of the Cubs. If the Cubs is Army, Junos was Navy. So you wore those, your Commander Bond jumper you got for Christmas.
Yes.
You wore one of those.
Wow.
So a blue-ribbed kind of commando jersey, blue trousers and shoes. And then you did like knots and sailing things and all the rest of it, and then
that's
exercises.
That's why you want to learn to sail.
Yeah, probably. But wow. Junos was the kind of brownie version, and then it went on to something called Inters. But I don't really
know. That's Girl Guides?
Well, that would be the equivalent of Girl Guides or Scouts,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And then after that, you join the Navy, presumably.
Wow, amazing.
But this is to celebrate rainbows, and rainbows is the one before brownies, I think.
Oh, what toddlers.
And they take them from 4 years old, the rainbows. So you can go and follow them at girlguiding.com. And if you've got young kids, four or five years old, you can get them into rainbows now.
It's
That's
so
nice,
brilliant.
Isn't it?
Such a good idea.
Both my kids did beavers, which I always think is a funny name. And then
that's very funny.
Cubs, and then Scouts, and then Explorers. And both of them loved it. And even Sonny said to me, he's coming up 19, he said, I really miss Scouts, you know.
Oh.
And there was a funny stat about adults suffering with mental health problems or suicide, and a huge reduction
if you'd gone to Scouts.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Which is quite funny, isn't it? But I mean, it could be a massive coincidence that. But there was something about the camaraderie of it that you were outside of school, independent of the normal people you'd knock around with at school, and then doing these kind of adventurous things.
And I think sometimes you could have a problem at school or a difficult time, but it would be somewhere where you could go and find a gang of like-minded people and enjoy yourself that's not in school. And you could go into school a bit more confident because you have a friendship group outside of
it. School, yeah. Mm. So there you go, folks. Feel free to go and join Rainbows and Scouts and Cubs and Beavers and Brownies and Guides.
And all of that.
Yeah. I just couldn't think of any more than the Army, the Navy, the RAF, the Chelsea Pensioners.
And on that note, Friday, last Friday, we did our annual Dine with Davina lunch, which I host at Southampton. I've been doing it for 16 years. Mm-hmm. It is an all-female, apart from when you come, event, and it is absolutely riotous. And really, really good fun. Mm. And this year, there was a lady at our table who was the comedian. She was amazing. Mm-hmm. And she brought out a fan. She was fanning herself because she was hot.
Uh-huh.
No guesses for why she was hot.
Yeah.
And I thought this was the best invention I'd ever seen. Now, do you remember the reflectors that if you're having your photo taken or you're doing a piece to camera that they hold against your face to bounce
reflect
the
light.
Sunshine into your face so it lights
the
up
reflector.
Your face a bit.
Yeah.
And they are circular, and what you have to do is they're quite big and you take them from either side and you twist them and they turn into a smaller circle and then you put it into a little bag. Well, there is a pop-up fan that turns into a circle the size of a powder puff case, and then it unpops into a bigger circle that you can fan yourself with, and then you like twist it and pop it back down, put it in a tiny bag and put it in your bag. So you know those long fans?
Yeah.
You know, to fan yourself. Well, they're way too long and you can't get them in a bag. And if you're going out in the evening, you can't get them in the bag. These little mini fans, you can get them everywhere. So this isn't a recommendation from a certain shop. I'm just recommending a product the that fan. Is absolutely brilliant. If you type into your search engine, pop-up fan, and the first thing that comes up, you can get them from Shine, you can get them from Amazon, you can get them from Aspect, you can get them from loads of different places. And they are sort of £1.25 each, or you can get four for £9.88 or 23p I've seen in some places. So they're super cheap, but they would be such a fun stocking filler or something for someone. They're great for kids as well. Like, you know, I mean, everybody gets hot sometimes and they're such a clever, fun way of carrying something around that can definitely cool you off.
Sonny has a tiny little fan. Have you seen him use
that? Yes, I have, yeah.
It's like the size of a cigarette lighter.
It's a little bit bulky.
Yeah.
It's like thick, isn't it?
It's probably about...
And batteries.
Yes, it's about... I think it's probably about the size of a Zippo lighter.
Oh, I thought it was a bit bigger than that.
I'm always quite amazed when he pulls it out and fans himself with it. And I think, what's he doing with that? And then I try it and I think, well, that's quite good, isn't it? I don't know how much they are, but maybe I'll mention them next week. But good. Okay, well, that's good to know because it's your birthday coming up. And you sometimes get a bit hot, don't you? You know.
I do.
Aye.
Oh, no, don't start me off again, please.
Yes, sorry. Okie dokie.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, so dark.
Yeah, it is a little bit, isn't it?
So... Oh, so you're going to talk about, because we're talking Jeffrey Dahmer, and we did mention him last week. But
did we mention him last week?
I think we did, yeah.
You started watching this without me, which, you know, I don't know where you got that idea from. But you'd said you were really scared about it.
It's dark.
It was dark. So I thought...
I find it really dark when I'm watching the true evil of a real person. You know, it's one thing to watch something in a film and think, well, that would never happen. But this is horrific.
Yeah.
What went down. And he was Silence of the Lambs.
Yes, I think he was inspired.
It was.
Yes. Hannibal Lecter was inspired by Jeffrey Dahmer and Ted Bundy and Ed Gein and a few of the others. Yeah. But this guy in particular, but crikey. Episode one, when you said it was a bit spooky and a bit dark, I decided to watch episode one. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I've not really sat through anything that intense for a long, long time.
And I think the other weird, weird thing, and I don't know how you feel about this because we watched another episode last night, is that there is part of me that thinks he was an unwilling serial murderer. Like, at the beginning, he'd murdered one person and then he literally kind of sat on his hands and tried exceptionally hard. He tried to do everything not to murder someone else again.
It was 9 years, I think, between the first one.
And life just kept smacking him in the face. And I just thought, how much terrible news or terrible things can you have happen to you before life then makes you do another awful, dark thing to somebody? You know, when his mum left and his dad met someone else and then... You know, he was alone in the house for months at a time. Nobody liked him. He was an outsider. And then he was desperately trying to tell his granny and his dad that he had murdered someone. You could feel him trying to say it.
Yeah.
And they just weren't listening. No one heard him.
Well, nobody wanted to hear it. Because what you're supposed to do with the information, I think his dad knew that he was a peculiar child and was terrified to find out what he was interested in and the things he wanted to do. It's called Dahmer. Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, and it's on Netflix. It gets 8.2 on Netflix.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't surprise me because it is stunning in many ways.
Brilliantly performed.
He is fantastic. What's quite funny is Steve the Dad Bod was on Instagram today and he said, has anyone watched Dahmer on Netflix? He's exactly the same character as Napoleon Dynamite. I don't know if you've seen Napoleon Dynamite, but it's a kind of comedy film of this slightly dorky guy who is exactly like Jeffrey Dahmer, you know. But
he murders people.
No, he doesn't murder people. He's just a kind of dorky guy at school, you know, but he's very funny. But they kind of played the same character in a way, you know, without the murders. But it really made me laugh. So, yeah, well done, Steve the Dad Bod. It was a very...
So very have observant. You watched any of the actual real footage? Because there's another...
The Jeffrey Dahmer tapes. So you can hear the interviews. Because that's why I assume they can accurately make this series, is because he confessed to everything he did. And I think all of the evidence that they collated based on what he said kind of confirmed that he was telling the truth. So I think you're getting a very accurate account of what happened, as far as I can tell. I can't really work out why I'm watching it, because I am deeply disturbed by it. And every night I kind of think, I don't need to watch any more of this. And then every night I think, I'll just watch one more.
But what? How many more are there?
Well, I think there's 10 episodes in total.
10?
I think so. Yeah, 10 episodes in total.
Oh, my God. What number are we on? What did we watch last night?
I think we watched number 5 last night with his gran.
Oh, God.
So, but what I'm really interested...
I'm really scared he's going to kill his gran.
Yes. I'm interested to see what happens to him once he gets caught, and then the police interviews and all that stuff. That's the stuff I'm really intrigued by. I'm always really jealous of the police officers that get to interview people, because you really get a snapshot of human behaviour that you never would ever see under any other circumstances unless you were a detective investigator or something. So I just love, you know, that kind of stuff, because there's nothing more amazing than human beings. And ones that actually want to do harm to others are a creepy, weird bunch, but fascinating, you know.
Now, this week there was a serial murderer who died in prison.
Oh, yeah.
He had done some terrible, terrible things, and they were convinced that he had killed way more people than he had confessed to. In the end, he never fully confessed to everything. And I guess when you've got somebody like Dahmer just saying, yes, I did it, and I did it, and I feel terrible, and I deserve to go to prison, I should die. It's quite a relief for the prison, police, because you just think, oh, he's going to tell us everything. Yeah. That's fine. He's going to completely confess to everything, and we'll be able to. Because I think for family members, all you want to know is where are they? Let us bury our loved ones.
The sweet bit in it is when he's speaking to the policeman. They say, why did you leave it 9 years between the first one and the second one? And he said, well, I was trying to be a good boy. Yeah. You know, and you thought, God almighty. I mean, it's weird to feel sorry for somebody, but it's delivered so well that you think, oh, crikey, he tried, you know.
Well, anyway. This is what I mean. It's weird when you feel some kind of twisted sympathy for someone who clearly knows what they're doing is wrong, but is incapable of not doing it.
It's fascinating.
I've watched an amazing drama all on my own without you.
What?
I watched the whole thing without you.
What did you watch?
Just on my own.
Virgin River.
No. Oh, we've got to talk about that.
Yeah, you've not talked about Virgin
River. Oh my God.
Well, yeah.
If I'm honest, I'm a bit embarrassed about it.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit. Inside Man. So.
Oh yeah, I've not seen this.
I've got to say, it rates badly. Not badly, but 6.4.
Wow.
And I'm amazed. I'm going to give it a 7.
Wow.
Okay. I know. It deserves more than that. It's got some fantastic acting in it. Mm-hmm. It is so uncomfortable to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like this is a situation. David Tennant stars as a UK vicar and his family, and they get into a situation, and there is a journalist. There's a brilliant kind of crisscross of stories that happen. A journalist meets a woman. She's involved with the vicar in some way, in the vicar's family. And this journalist is interested with this woman, and she's an investigative journalist. And in the end, she ends up going to see a serial killer in America, who's Stanley Tucci, a bit like Hannibal Lecter.
He's a serial killer?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And she's trying to get to the bottom of this case and find out what has gone on. And she's trying to find someone before it's too late. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely fascinating, because it starts going wrong really early, and you just think, no, don't do that. Oh, no, they've done that. I mean, it's brilliant.
Okay, yeah.
I can't tell you any more than that.
Okay.
But I absolutely loved it. David Tennant is brilliant in it.
Yeah,
I think he's amazing. Stanley Tucci, I got the great pleasure of sitting next to on the One Show the other day.
Yeah.
He's so nice.
I noticed there was lots of stories in the press about your dress on the One Show.
Yeah, what the
being
fuck?
Being a bit saucy
Can
and a bit
Can we just
sexy.
Talk about that?
Yeah.
Like, I showed my arms.
Yeah. Well, and your shoulders. And your,
and my
your,
shoulders.
And your I decolletage mean, and your neck.
My decolletage.
Your arms and hands and... armpits. I mean, there was quite a bit of flesh on display.
And calves.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a long dress, and it had straps.
Yeah.
And it was made of coated denim. It's not like it was leather.
Yeah. It looks like leather, though. I mean, it looks a bit leathery.
Mm.
I think the problem was... That's not true.
It's quite funny, though.
Yeah. Okay, it's funny. The problem is you look too good. You look too sexy.
For that time of the day?
No, any time of the day. I was watching, and I thought, bloody hell. Old Stanley Tucci's going to get a bit touchy-feely there, I think. And then Coogan was on as well, and Coogan's got a reputation as it is. I thought, God almighty, what's going on here?
Yeah, neither of them chatted me up.
Really?
I was really
they did. Don't give me that. I could sense, I could see the
neither
chemistry
of them.
On there.
Yeah.
And Jermaine Jenas was like, you know, desperate to kick a ball around in front of me to show off his skills.
Yeah, he was,
You did look very good. It's a very nice dress. You want to recommend that dress, even?
It is from one of my favourite brands. They can be a bit pricey, but often they have fantastic sales on with up to 70% off. And then if you sign up to get the emails, sometimes it'll say, and for tonight only, you get an extra 20% off the sale price. If you type in the code, so it's like 90%. I mean, you get it.
Wow.
But, so some of the dresses are about 400 quid, which is quite a lot.
Yeah.
But then if you get 70% off, that's like 130 quid. Yeah. And then, you know, then it goes down to even less money if you get the 20% off. So you can get a dress that's normally 400 quid for under 100. But you have to kind of be quite tenacious in order to get there. But it was from a company called Retrofet. R-E-T-R-O-F-E-T-E.
He's got a brother called Boba Fett.
And
Django Fett.
And Django,
That's great. You look really good. Now, you've got another one of those as well. You've got like a different shape one.
But that is just for
us.
Home.
Okay. It's not for the one show, folks. But
Well, no, it's because basically that dress is... strapless
and short. Yeah.
So I would not wear that on telly.
Just for me.
That would cause a storm.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought this one was like, you can either go no sleeves and long skirt or short skirt and long sleeves.
Yeah.
That's
the system.
This is my system.
Okay, I can go with that.
So, but you get strapless and short skirt.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm worth it, Anna. So
you are.
So Stanley Tucci, The Inside Man, it's a recommendation. I want to watch it. I love David Tennant. I also have met him a few times. I've done his hair a few times.
Nicest man.
And he's so nice, isn't he? Yeah, lovely.
So great.
I've got an Instagram account that I'd like to recommend.
Oh, great.
To you.
Oh, yeah.
And to the lovely listeners at home. Let me find my Instagram account. It's called...
Yeah.
Games for Two. Yeah, right.
And I love it already.
Yeah. It's games dot the number 4 and then the word 2. And it's a couple called Chris and Ali. And all they do is review games for 2.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And, I love this.
Right? So I'm thinking it's the run-up to Christmas.
Oh, my God.
People should follow this
account.
This is so
good.
I mean, they've got 66,000 followers, which is pretty good.
Oh, my God. This is so cute.
Oh, they've got 345,000 plus on TikTok.
What?
Yeah, so that's good. So you can go and follow them on TikTok as well. But if you look, they just play the game in front of you so you can have a little look and see what it's like. It's not sure what this game's called. This
is
called Goblet.
Good.
But nice, simple little game, you know, and that looks pretty good.
Oh,
this is
my
some kind of
God,
pirate
that
game.
Looked really good.
Good, doesn't it? But this one looks great. I love the old-fashioned solitaire.
Yeah, solitaire,
marble. So this looks like a version.
This is kind of a concept of that.
That you can play with two of you. But everything is just, oh, look at this one. I like this one.
Tapple.
This is just where you've got to come up with words that start with a different letter of the alphabet. And then obviously you get down to the last few letters. But I saw them play this and I was like, oh my God, this looks great.
My God, we've got to do this.
This one's called Tapple. So anyway, it's an Instagram account. It's called games.number4 and the word 2. And I've been following it now for a week or so. And every day a new game comes up and I think, oh my God, that looks great. Oh, this one looks good. Quarrydor. Which is spelt with a Q.
Quarrydor.
Yeah,
oh.
So you basically start on these little things and then you're allowed to put walls in front of your little captured guy to try and box them in. And then you've got to make it from one side to the other. So he, you can put a little wall there like that. And then you can, look, you can box them in. This one looks really good. I like the look of this one. So it's called Corridor.
What is that game that people play? Minecraft?
Yeah. It's, a bit,
it's like building blocks.
Yeah. Or Labyrinth. There was a game called Labyrinth. I don't know if you remember that. But it's a great little recommendation. They run up to Christmas there. There's loads and loads of games in there already. So go and follow that and have a little look. I have finished the Daisy May Cooper Are You Being Unreasonable series.
Yeah, so lots of people have been talking about that. Mm. Some people, I spoke to Jonathan Ross the other day, he was like, I really like it, but I'm not sure why I like it. It's so different.
It is.
And so weird.
It is a bit weird,
but it's so good.
Yeah, and of course, lots is revealed in the final episode, so you do have to see it through to the end, because you can't work out what's in this girl's imagination necessarily and what's reality for her. But something has happened, something quite serious has happened at the beginning. And then throughout the six episodes, it slowly starts to unravel what it all means, who that person was that the bad thing happened to, and how they're all connected. But there's a girl in it who's the co-writer in it with this dark black bob. I only describe people by hairstyle. Her character's fantastic.
Is it?
Yeah, especially when you find out like a bit more about her, you think,
wow.
Oh, God. So it's a kind of dark comedy. And I've never seen her in anything like this before. And I probably haven't seen a comedy quite like this for a very long time, if at all. It's got a very different kind of energy to it. So it's on the BBC iPlayer, the 6 half-hour episodes. It's a very easy watch. My mum messaged me today. She said, I listened to your podcast last week. And she said, I'm watching Are You Being Unreasonable? And she said, I'm really very unsure whether I like it or not.
Yes.
And that's exactly how I felt about it. But
that's what Jonathan said. But then he said, actually, it ended up being
It's good.
Kind of amazing.
It's good.
But you have to see it through to the end. And that was a bit like, what was that American one where your job... you're a separate person in your job to the one you are at home.
Oh, Severance.
Severance.
God, I hope
and
they do
you,
a second
you
series.
You loved that. And I didn't like the first episode and I never saw it through. I should really give
it
another go.
It was very long and drawn out, Severance. Mm. But God, the final episode, I was like, oh, wow, this is so layered. It is freaking me out. So Are You Being Unreasonable? Yeah, so I'd definitely recommend it. I'd go and give that a watch. They're very, very easy to access and free and all that jazz.
So I heard about a printing company that have been around since 1982. And it was founded by three brothers in a basement flat in Brighton. And they're called King and McGaw. And they celebrate art, basically. And they used to produce prints on like a second-hand screen press.
Oh, yeah.
And now they've moved along to the Sussex coast. And they've got an amazing state-of-the-art print works. And they collaborate with... huge foundations now, like the Andy Warhol Foundation, Picasso, Matisse, Basquiat. They work with the Tate National Gallery, MoMA in New York. I mean, they work with everybody. And now they produce unbelievably good quality prints and frames. And they are very good on sustainability. And they explain everything on how they work to better help the environment and everything. But they... I mean, look, everything. I mean, what you can do is you can go to the inspirations page if you're not sure what you want. You can have a look at editions or very rare posters or unique pieces. And you know what you're very good at? Mm-hmm. You're very good at finding prints that go with the colour of the wall.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about buying a print means that instead of buying a £3,000 piece of art... you can buy a print that maybe you might move to another room or you might swap around or you might put back up in the attic because it doesn't quite go with the colour on the wall, but you could buy another one that would go with the colour. It makes such a big difference when you've got a piece of art or a piece of artwork that works in a room.
Yeah.
Your studio has got amazing art in it, but it was... how much money did it cost?
£10 a poster.
£10 a poster. Yeah. But you just picked the colours so
it's nice,
brilliantly,
isn't it?
And it's very impactful. It looks absolutely beautiful, and nobody can quite believe how much it costs and everything. And the other fantastic thing they have here is you can find your match, discover art by colour.
Okay, so you choose the colour that you...
if we were to put in this room, I would say probably... like I would put in grey and pink and purple and see if we could find something. I mean, look, that would work beautifully, Midwinter Fire.
Yeah.
And it's £140, which I know is quite expensive, but this is an unbelievably good quality print.
Yeah.
And it's framed.
Oh, it's framed as well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's all right. How big is that? did it say?
It is 61 by 62.
Okay, great.
And you can choose the colour of your frame, mm-hmm. or you can choose no frame. You can choose a window mount. It's just an extremely comprehensive site. But if you're looking for a nice big present for a kid or a friend or a partner, I think that this is a really, really nice thing to get someone. And if you know the colours in their house or whatever, or you know something that they're really passionate about, it's a win. So they are called King and McGaw, which is MCGAW, and it's kingandmcgaw.com.
I mean, it's very interesting, people's art. When you go around their houses and stuff like that and you think, I wonder why that's on the wall. Hotels always freak me out. You know, when you go into a hotel and they've hung some skier on the wall and you think, why is there a skier on the wall?
Yes, like, and it's got nothing to do with anything. I mean, art matters.
It really matters,
And you know it matters when somebody notices something. Or another really good thing to do in your house is to take every single piece of whatever on your walls off the walls and then walk around the house and rehang everything everywhere.
Yeah, it's good. You do that a lot.
I do it a lot.
Yeah, but it is nice.
And suddenly people go, oh, is this new? And you think, I've had it for 20 years. You've been a friend of mine for 20 years. You've never seen this piece because it's been in the wrong place.
And it doesn't need to be expensive art, it just has to be a complimentary picture, right?
Oh, I mean, it doesn't have to be expensive at all. But when I look at this, you know, there's a row of cutlery in a framed print that I think is incredibly effective. And these are all pictures just, I looked up grey, and there are 432 results in grey. It's really clever. Yeah. It's a really, really, really good site.
The other thing I would like to remind people of as well is just how good the iPhone is at taking pictures these days and how you can get them blown up relatively big at Snappy Snaps or somewhere like that and frame some stuff really easily. And I know there's probably a lot of people listening to this going, I keep meaning to do that and I forget. But I am telling you, do it. Do it this week. Do it. You can take your phone to Snappy Snaps.
I mean, that
and you
picture
can Bluetooth
that we...
the pictures in and then and print them.
Do you know what I think we need to do?
What?
There was a picture that you took of that amazing golden statue outside of Buckingham Palace on the night the Queen died.
Yeah,
I think we should frame it.
Let's do that.
It's the most. That's the most extraordinary picture. I put it on my stories and sort of like.
And pretended it was yours.
Yeah.
It's all right. I noticed you didn't credit me, but that's okay. You know, I get credit from other things. Yeah, very good. Art is brilliant. Just name the website again.
It is King and McGaw.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I found this week.
Yes.
And I was very excited.
Yes.
So I bought it because, you know, I wanted you to see it. Have you seen one?
Amazing,
of these?
Yes.
Have you?
This is so
I'm a bit
good.
Disappointed now.
Chester bought one.
Did he?
Yes.
Okay, so just to describe it, it's like a cuff that goes over your wrapping paper, and it's got a slit in it.
Yes.
Where you can pull the wrapping paper through, so you unravel it essentially, and then once you've unravelled the wrapping paper to the length you want, you slide the cuff along the paper.
I'll hold
and
that it cuts there.
It. Well, I'm gonna have to do it on the floor. Can't do it like that. Go like that. And then you just pop that out to there. And then cut like that.
I'm telling you, because we bought it and we've never used it.
Really?
No.
Did you see that?
Yes. That is amazing.
It's so good. So I bought it in a garden centre.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
This is a stocking filler if ever I saw one.
Well, it's potentially pre-stocking filler because you need this for Christmas
wrapping.
Yes,
you do. You do.
It's called Fast Cut, and it's from a company called Creative. And it was £2.99. And I would say that it's absolutely worth buying it for that. Now, if you've got three or four rolls of paper that you're doing at Christmas, I'd buy three or four of these, and then you could wrap them around the paper. And you basically just slice off everything you need. You don't need scissors. Now, you'll still need scissors for the little bits of trimming and that if you're doing some small packaging and stuff like that. But it'll just cut down time. This and a sellotape dispenser are the two greatest things that you could ever need on a regular basis. It's always somebody's birthday, or it's always Mother's Day, or Valentine's Day, or Easter, or there's always something that needs wrapping. And sellotape always needs using. Is that it there?
I found a company that sells it online, yorkshiretrading.com.
Great.
And they sell it. It's called Creative Fast Cut Wrapping Paper Cutter.
Yeah.
God, that's quite a long name, isn't it? Creative Fast Cut Wrapping Paper Cutter, £2.99. And at, this is quite a good site, at yorkshiretrading.com, you can make your own Christmas hamper kit.
I don't know why that's funny, but the Yorkshire Trading Company is a kind of funny name.
Where are you going now? What are you doing?
Because I've got something else to talk about, and it's not you. Where's the
He's
mask?
Lost everything today.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Oh, no, I don't know where the mask is, but I know what you're looking for.
Okay, I'm back, folks. I've been climbing the stairs.
On Making the Cut, our Instagram account. So if you're listening and you're not following, do follow. It's really good fun. It's a really, really good place to be reminded of all the things that we've recommended. We've got a highlights page where you can catch up on things that you may have missed. Lots of websites and stuff and useful things, places you can access some of the things that we've talked about and ways to listen to the latest pod. And on it, we ask you lots of questions because we're interested in what you think. And on it, we asked, if you listened to the pod this week, you would have heard us talking about LED face masks. And what we want to know is, if you use one, what do you think? So I think Olivia is probably collating that information as we speak.
Weirdly, I had two or three people get in touch with me that say they use an LED face mask.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And weirdly, they use this one that I'm about to talk about. So that's quite
interesting.
Good. Yeah. So I do some work with a company that that manufactures this. It's called the Sense Professional LED Face Mask. Have you been for a facial or anything where they've put an LED face mask on your face?
I don't go for facials.
Do you not?
No.
Any particular reason? Or have you got time?
Yes. Who's got the time to do that?
I obviously work with lots of people in the beauty industry, and they're always inviting me to invite you to go for a facial.
Mm.
And I always think, she doesn't have the time for a facial. You know, you also don't really need a facial. You've got a great face, you know. But how long does a facial take? Does anybody know? It must take ages,
and
right?
Like an hour and a half, but then you've got to go there.
Yes.
And you've got to,
chat to somebody,
and then you've got
to
get home.
Well, the idea of this LED face mask, it was technology that was created by NASA, and it was because when astronauts were pushed into space, their skin was put under an enormous amount of strain and pressure, and it was damaged quite badly by the speed they were traveling at, the g-force and all the rest of it. So apparently they wore these LED face masks because they speed up the repair of damaged skin. So if your skin gets damaged by the sun, or it gets damaged by your the environment, or any other little blemishes or whatever, then this speeds up the recovery. So there's lots of science behind it. I don't know the science inside and out, but I'm reassured that it's real science and
it
really works. Now, these LED face masks.
Can I be completely honest? Because so many people posted pictures of these LED face masks being worn, and I was a bit cynical about them because I just thought they're gimmicky. They look hilarious. I mean, it just looks like a comedy thing, and all these people are posting these pictures of themselves in these masks. And, I mean, seriously. Oh, no. Oh, do that again. Mm. Oh, my God, he's sticking his tongue out. Ugh, that's horrible.
It's got a slightly Dharma-esque feel about it, yeah.
oh, what's that? What's happened there?
What? That's the inside. Like that's the face mask.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
That's it. Okay. So the lights go on your face.
Okay.
And then there's a kind of more
Halloween thing.
Pleasurable look to it, the other side.
It's not pleasurable, let me just tell you.
I believe these LED face masks retail for about £329 or something.
God, that's quite steep, isn't it?
This is £129. Oh, wow. This is the most reasonable one on the market, apparently.
Oh, wow.
So I thought, well, great, if we're going to talk about one, let's talk about one that's reasonably priced. You can get it from Boots and Argos and look fantastic and feel unique and all those usual places. So it's got four settings. It's got the red one. Red one is anti-aging.
Yeah, I'll have some of that.
So I'm going to have a bit of that. Yeah.
I'll have a bit of that.
The yellow one is rejuvenating. The blue light is purifying. And the purple light is revitalizing. So it says, help improve skin perfection. Helps reduce fine lines and wrinkles. What about thick lines? Because I'm more worried about that myself. Improves collagen production. Helps reduce pigmentation. Cruelty-free and for all skin types. You just wear it 10 minutes a day, I think. But you build up to it. Because apparently, I think if you overdo it, like, you can cause damage. I mean,
you
it's
can
a serious
look at five.
Thing because the lights penetrate into the skin. So it has a setting where it turns itself off after a certain length
God,
of time.
God, 10 minutes a day as well. That's, you know, with me, with my not much time on my hands, that I could do 10 minutes. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, you could do 10 minutes. And also, because it's stuck to your face, you can do other things. You know, like you can do the dishes or whatever.
I don't.
You don't know how to take that, do you?
No, I didn't care about that. I was just like, oh, good, I can do the dishes. Do you know why I was laughing there?
Yeah.
Because you are the most, like, team member person I have ever known.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never been with anybody that is as hands-on in every way, in the kitchen, in the laundry room.
Steady.
In the car.
Yeah.
And
all the areas.
All the areas that you are unbelievably helpful. So when you said you can unload the dishwasher, I thought that you meant we.
Yeah, yeah. We both have a mask on, both
so
unload the dishwasher.
I was laughing because I thought, who in their right minds would look like that when they unload the dishwasher?
Us. So they've got this one. They've also got a collar one that you can put around your neck.
Oh, that's good.
So that's quite good, isn't it? Mm. And then I believe you can put that on different parts of you. You can just put it on your forehead if it's just your forehead.
Can you put it on your boobs?
I think you probably could put it anywhere. You could quite literally strap it on.
Rejuvenate my boobs.
So that's it. I think it's £129.99, but there's a great website, which is, I think it'll be sensei.com or .co.uk.
Can you spell it out for us, please?
S-E-N-S-S-E. So it's actually Sense.
S-E-N-S-S-E.
Yeah.
So two S's.
Two S's.
But, Sense.
I think it's Sense, but I'm desperate to call it Sensei because of Karate Kid.
It's got a little accent on the last E, so
does,
I think it might be Sensei.
But go and take a look at that.
I like that.
And I did have, like I said, three people contact me this week saying they all used it and absolutely loved it. So so good. It's nice to spread the love.
I want to talk about Rob Delaney.
Yeah.
Have you met Rob Delaney?
I have met Rob Delaney, yeah.
Tell me what your impression of him was.
Well, at the time you introduced me to him.
Yeah.
He was visiting his son regularly, who was very, very ill in hospital. Yeah. So
was this on room 101?
That was it. Yeah. It was room 101, yeah. So, you know, when you meet people, my first impression is try and make them laugh or smile. And it seemed wholly inappropriate at that point to do that. So I think I just said hello. But I've loved him on the TV. I loved him in the Sharon Horgan thing he was in. Was
that Catastrophe.
Catastrophe. and I think he's brilliant, funny comedian and actor.
I mean, he's from Boston. Mm-hmm. He's an actor, writer. He was in Deadpool 2.
Was he?
Yeah. But he is such a nice man. Mm. And I had spoken to him a little bit afterwards about his son, just to say, look, I hope you're okay. It seemed wrong to kind of leave him at the end of the night and then never speak to him again. So I sent him a couple of messages just going, I hope you're okay. Anyway, this week I got a copy of his book. He's written a book called A Heart That Works. And it's basically just a really sensitively written book about, well, it's a memoir of loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about losing somebody. But it seems just horrific when your child gets diagnosed. And it was his child was very young, Henry, diagnosed with a brain tumour. And he fought for 2 years, and then he died. It's just heart-wrenching, but I don't know if you've ever read The Year of Magical Thinking. Oh my God, that's such a good book by Joan Didion. It's like, it's a memoir of loss, but it's right up there. Like, people are absolutely going mad for it and saying what an incredible book it is. And on the back, Richard Osman says, "What a read. It's beauty and pain and humour and anger that will help many people. This is a beautiful monument." Monica Heisey says, "Warm and vivid, heartbreaking, humane and somehow even funny." I mean, that's Rob Delaney, isn't it? Like, he can inject a bit of comedy even in the darkest of times. He's written a very special tribute to a very special boy and a beautiful... Oh, I haven't heard this. Treatise on what really matters in life. But it's obviously a masterpiece. I haven't read it yet, but I just, because it's just coming out, I just wanted to try and get it out there as soon as possible. What I do like about it, as somebody, as we've just been talking about, is short on time, but do enjoy reading. It's quite a short book.
Yep.
And the writing in it is quite large.
Yeah, good.
Which I also like because of my age.
Yeah, decent font size.
It's a decent font size. And I can't wait to get my teeth into it. And in the back is a really sweet picture of Rob and his son, Henry. And so I really think it's a worth a read. And again, you know, we're going to start doing a lot more gift ideas for Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, in the lead up to Christmas, I think this is a really, really good book to read.
Yeah, it must be, it must be one of the most bizarre experiences of your life, I think, to lose a child. It must be
There's
tricky.
Nothing, no, I mean, you know, we've lost people that we love who are old, and you think, well, at least they've lived a life.
Yeah.
And you can celebrate that life. And I remember losing my sister, and she was 50, and I was angry. I was fucking furious. But to lose a child, you know, a child that hasn't lived at all.
Yeah.
Well, it beggars belief. But I'll be interested to see his experience of it. You know, I would like to hear how he dealt with it and how he moved forward. And if you know anybody that's been through something like that, sometimes just reading somebody else's experience is incredibly helpful.
I would have thought it was very helpful, very good. I look forward to hearing about that. We should do some shout-outs because we've been on for quite a long time.
Oh, okay, great.
Let's have a little look. We got the menopause. What's it called? Menopause. Me and my HRT.
Oh, Kathy.
Kathy.
I love Kathy.
And
Kathy's
she says,
a friend.
Check out Goody Granola, another fab one made with a few superfood ingredients.
Can I just tell you something about that Gemma's granola from last week?
Oh, yeah.
I've almost finished it, and I've not put one drop of blooming milk on it.
No, you just keep putting your hand in there, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. It's like a snack.
Like
It's got no refined sugar in it, and I'm eating it like after a movie as a little snack instead of stealing your chocolate.
Yeah. So thanks very much indeed for that, Kathy. That's Goody at Goody Granola on Instagram, I presume. Wendy Bell, just listening to Friday's pod on Sunday night. You are great company. Whilst ironing. Wendy Bell, you can now iron with an LED face mask on. Did you know that? Medusa came on. Medusa came on. We need him in the north. I remember the pop man. In a van, Michael. So, you know, about the pop van that used to come around. So it was a big flatbed truck with a thing on the back and all the bottles of pop in there. And you'd get money off if you're giving the bottles back. Also, I know I'm late to the show, but a friend recommended Motherland months and months ago.
Oh.
I finally got round to it. My word, it's fantastic.
Yes.
Just so funny. Yes. That's a Sharon Hogan thing, I think, as well, isn't it? She's written it. And
oh, God, it's funny. It's so awkward.
Clunk on Britain. Yeah. I can't remember her name. It's really good, though. My son, Sonny, watches it non-stop.
It's
absolutely
so funny.
Anyone who hasn't watched it, it's well worth it. I hope they do series three. Have a good week, Wendy. Thanks very much indeed, Wendy. Yes, Motherland is brilliant. Jane McAllister. Hello, I just wanted to share a brilliant, healthy drink I discovered. It's a company called Dirty, D-I-R-T, like a cup of tea, T-E-A.
Oh, okay, Dirty.
Yeah, who makes tea and coffee powders from various mushrooms.
God.
that have amazing health benefits, taste delicious, and even got an about Davina will especially like they've got an about page.
Oh, good.
Yeah, mushrooms.
Oh, I love the fact that
like,
Jane knows that I love an about page. Yeah, yeah. I get incensed when people don't have an about. But also, what are you hiding? And who are you? You clearly don't care about your brand if you're not going to tell me all about you. You've got one, right?
I don't actually know. I'll have to have a look. I must have an about page. There must be a bit.
But do you know what? I should write your about page.
Oh, my God. That'd be too...
Why? I should write your about page.
Have a go at it.
I'm going to write it.
Yeah, okay. I'd love to read that. Joanne Grace. Guys, oh my God, you need to watch The Bear on Disney. Oh. It's one series, 8 episodes. Me and my husband watched it last night in one sitting. It's fantastic. I have heard about this.
Wait, hang on. The Bear. Did they just say that they watched 8 eps in one sitting?
Yep.
These are people we need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. That's amazing.
Yeah.
The Bear, Disney, writing it.
Tracy McGuire.
Yeah.
Hey there. Hope you're okay. Fabulous people. Just watched 2 things on Netflix that were so good I had to recommend them. Help. With a great cast and an insight into the failures on care homes during the early pandemic and what staff had to endure and cope with. I think my mum told me about this and she said it was absolutely brilliant. Heartbreaking.
Wow.
And only 1 hour 37. The other one's called Deceit, a 4-part drama based on a horrific murder of Rachel Nichol, who was stabbed to death.
I remember that. So well, in front of her son.
Yeah, in 92, and the controversial police investigation to catch her killer. I don't know, I can't remember what happened.
There was a guy, Colin something or other, who got accused of it, but then I think he got let go.
Okay. Deceit, that is a 4-part drama. Doesn't say where that is on, but it'll be easy enough to find out. And the other one's called Help, which is about the care homes during the pandemic.
Can I quickly give you one other book?
Thank you for that, by the way. Yeah, of course.
I was at the Cheltenham Literary Festival on this weekend, mm-hmm. on Sunday night, and I saw Sophie Rowworth, who's a really good friend of mine, and she said, "Have you read Lessons in Chemistry?" And I said, "No." And she went, "Oh my God, I'm going to go and get it for you now." And then I didn't see her again because we got sort of separated by various things. But Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus is apparently absolutely unbelievably fantastic. And Bonnie Garmus is, it's her debut novel, and it is a number one bestseller everywhere. And I think I might be right in saying that Bonnie Garmus, and I shouldn't just be talking about her age, but she started reading, writing in her 60s. And I talk about this a lot, like midlife women whose children have grown up and gone away and they find their real passion. Mm-hmm. And here she is, her first novel. Sophie Rowworth is like literally beside herself. Then I see Pidge, my other friend, and she goes, "Hi, Davina, how are you doing? Oh, my God, have you read Lessons in Chemistry?" I mean, literally everybody, everyone at Cheltenham was going, "Lessons in Chemistry, Lessons in Chemistry." So I really had to mention it now. Again, great present for Christmas, because I don't even need to read it. I know it's good because everyone is talking about it.
What is it about? Do we know?
It is, let me have a quick look. Elizabeth Zott would be the first person to point out that there's no such thing as an average woman. But it's the early 1960s, and her all-male team at Hastings Research Institute take a very unscientific view of equality, except for one, Calvin Evans, the lonely, brilliant Nobel Prize-nominated grudge holder, who falls in love with, of all things, her mind. True chemistry results. It's a love story, but like science, life doesn't always follow a straight line, which is why a few years later, Elizabeth Zott finds herself not only a single mother, but the reluctant star of America's most beloved cooking show, Supper at Six. Elizabeth's unusual approach to cooking, using chemistry, provides revolutionary, but as her following grows, not everyone's happy, and that's because Elizabeth Zott isn't just teaching women to cook, she's daring them to change the status quo. Laugh out loud funny, shrewdly observant, and studded with a dazzling cast of supporting characters. I mean, when Sophie was talking about it, she said she misses the people in the book. Her heart is aching for the characters in the book, in particular the dog. Apparently there is a dog in this book that she really misses. So I think, you know, it literally has made me... I've bought it. I'm waiting for it to come.
Okay.
I cannot wait to read it. So Lessons in Chemistry. Get it.
Very good. Very good. Okay, we can wrap that up. I did learn something this week that was quite interesting. I was listening to this Instagram account and somebody said, somebody was talking about why phrases mean certain things. Just, you know, like if you're going for an audition or something like that and somebody says break a leg.
Mm.
Do you know why they say break a leg?
No.
It's so that you can be in the cast.
Oh, I see. You want someone else to break a leg?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No.
What?
Your leg would be put in a cast. You'll get put in the cast of the play that you're going for an audition for.
Oh.
It's quite good, isn't it?
No, because if you get put in the cast, you can't go in the play.
No, but the phrase break a leg. You know that one?
Yeah, no, I do know that
one. Yeah, so you'd wish somebody good luck by, say, break a leg. And they were saying where it came from was the idea that your leg would go in a cast, you'd get the part, you'd be in the cast.
But then
so it'd be an audition for a play.
I'm really confused.
Are you?
I'm not confused, but I just think if it came from break a leg, get in a cast, if you get in a cast, if you do break your leg and you get in a cast, you can't be in the play.
It's a play on words, obviously. Yeah. But the other one that I thought that was really good was when they call a TV show a pilot. Do you know why they call it a pilot? So it'll go on air.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's good, isn't it?
That's okay.
I was like, wow, these are amazing. You know, there was a whole list of them. Those two just sprung to mind there.
And how do people know these things?
I don't know. I mean, they've got to come from somewhere, right? Yeah. Why would you call a pilot a pilot?
I want more next week.
And then...
Will you bring me more next week?
You know, outside a TV studio, it says on air, doesn't it? Yeah. So pilot. It makes sense that you'd want the pilot to be on air, you know.
Mm.
I like the break a leg, though, to be in the cast.
No, okay.
Okay, on that bombshell, ladies and gents. I'm back with more of these next week to cheer
everybody. Did you just shy away from my hand?
Well, you felt like you rejected my like funny things.
So you rejected my hand, stroking your beard.
Yeah, so that's barely a beard.
It's a beard.
Should we go and have steak and salad and Peter's Yards crackers and cheese?
And cheese. Not crisps. It's crisp
bread. Crisp breads, yeah. Okay. Mm. Have a lovely... next time... you hear from us, ladies and gents, Davina McCall will be 1 year older.
Oh, fuck.
It's your birthday coming up.
On Sunday.
And it's tricky to buy things for this year.
I don't want anything.
You don't want anything?
I just want you in a pair of really short shorts.
That's no problem. I have got you a couple of things. Yes. And then a couple of novelty things.
Yes, that's what I want.
Yeah, okay.
I want fun things.
You want fun things?
Yes.
Okay, well, consider that done. That's
I just want, like, you.
Yeah, well, you've already got that. Okay. So I can wrap myself up. Okay, folks, lots of love.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.